Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Yate, Atlasito, you are listening to Navajo Talk Radio. I am sorry, but, you know, I thought I'd schedule a show this evening for the Apache County Board of Supervisors. This is the second time that we're making this effort, but hopefully they call in. I happened to get in touch with all of them. They replied to my request, but whether or not they call in or not, I'm not sure, and I hope they do. And what I'm sorry for is I know the Olympics is on right now, and it's going to be quite interesting how things are going to go this evening. So the topic again this evening is about the Apache County Board of Supervisors. There are three candidates: D.L. Self, Paul Guy Jr., Dr. Joe Shirley Jr., and they have all been notified to call in. And this is District 1. There are three districts. So the one that we're going to be talking tonight and is going to be the District 1 candidate. So while we're waiting here, another thing that I wanted to talk about was the regionalization. A lot of people are wondering what that means and whether it's going forward, whether it is now been approved, because the Navajo Nation Council passed a recent legislation that was talking about that was addressing the Title 26 regionalization, and they have been going all summer, and it is a it was headed by Mike Halona from the Land Department, and I believe there was about maybe 20 to 30 people that were involved. And what are your thoughts on the regionalization? Regionalization, how that it actually breaks up the Navajo Nation. I haven't seen the redistricting or actually regionalizing the chapters. And so the biggest question that a lot of people had was the Navajo Nation chapters. Are the chapters going to be abolished, dissolved? And some say yes and some say no. And if they're going to be abolished, what exactly is going to happen to the building and also to the history of these chapters? Like, for instance, let me take, for example, in my area, the Sanasi chapter, in my opinion, it has a long history and a very wonderful historical efforts that the Navajo, that my local people, my fellow citizens in the Sanasi area, Little Water area, and Tosado area, they have all contributed to the Sanasi chapter. Therefore, if there are people who are wondering about what is going to happen to the regionalization, the chapters, you know, I too sit here and wonder exactly what's going to happen to the chapters. I mean, if it's consolidated, if it's regionalized, I would hope that this formula, that this chapter idea, right now there's 110 chapters. I think consolidation overall, I think, is a good idea. However, but at the expense of the current chapters. Now, let me say again, regionalization, I've heard, however they're going to consolidate it, one idea where I've heard is that they're going to turn it into a 24 region. And most likely they're going to structure the regions or the areas according to how the council delegates are seated. Okay? Now, if that happens, let me just look at my chapter area. My chapter area is going to include, right now, it goes from the Tlapetol, Red Valley, Cove, Sanasi, Tohalina, Two Great Hills, Newcomb, and Sheep Springs. Okay? I'm not sure about Newcomb. That's kind of an interesting thing, too, that Newcomb is situated between Two Great Hills and Sheep Springs. But I heard that Newcomb is under a different district. I'm not sure. But anyway, my point here is this, is that if that was the case, if they were going to consolidate that, how exactly are they going to appoint where the main hub, if you will, the main area, like for instance, like I said, the chapters that I mentioned, all the way from the Tlapetol, Dari'aha, all the way down to Sheep Springs. And now, how are they going to determine how or where the main county seat is going to be situated? Are they going to put it in one existing structure? Is it going to be a centralized area? And if so, where are they going to put the main area in my district? Is it going to be the main, like if you take the area that I talked about, would the main meeting, would they be situated? Probably, if it was centralized, it's probably going to be around Sanasi. If they're going to make it around Sanasi, okay, so which is about right in between the Tlapetol and also Sheep. And Sheep Spring. And I think one of the things I and thinking about is that if they put it there, does that mean that they're going to put a new building? Are they going to demolish all the rest of them? Are they going to keep the building? So now see chapter. You know, they have long been waiting to find out. Well, not find it, but they were wondering about how they're going to go in there and figure out and they're going to build a new chapter. So if that's the case, then they're going to put the my area in Sanasi. I'm not sure. So there we go. We had another disconnection. So as we talk about this thing, you know, was this project, was this idea to save money, or is it to get more participation from the general public? Those are some of the questions that a lot of people are wondering about. Are we going to save money? But then on the flip side of it, like I said earlier, if they're going to put up new buildings, how much are these buildings going to cost? It's going to be a whole new area, a new road to it. So 24 new structures, or are you going to refurbish one area? Because some of these chapters are very, very nice. And so if you think about it, if they're doing it in the name of money, then the question is really how much money are they going to save? Or is it going to cost more? And then the other question is that how much participation is going to, is this new idea going to generate? Here's some of the argument that a lot of people have said, that they do not like the idea that only a certain few in each, in certain chapter areas are the ones that go to chapter meetings, and therefore they establish policy. No. So I guess the question is that if that's what the problem is, and if they think they're going to address that by consolidating or regionalizing the Navajo Nation, then most likely, are those going to be just a few? So the question is that the area that I continue to bring up, which is my area, if it's a nasty area, let's say, let's suppose that they put it there, does that mean that they're going to, that people from the Tlapetol are going to drive from the Tlapetol to Shiprock and all the way down to Sanasi and come up, and vice versa from Sheep Spring North? So it almost appears, I mean, this is just a guess, but I think that the Navajo people, I don't know how big some of these areas are going to be. They're going to be large areas. They're certainly going to, most likely, in my opinion, that the outer regions of these districts, the new regions, that they're going to have less participation. So what are we really trying to do with Title 26? Is it really going to save money, or is it really going to promote participation with the Navajo Nation Chapter citizenship, community members? So a lot of these questions that you're going to have to think about while you're discussing this. But most likely at this point, I am recommending to all the citizens of the Navajo Nation and people who are registered for them to go and talk to their council delegate and voice your opinion. That's why they're there. You need to tell them exactly what it is and why that they are recommending this? Do they support it? Do they not support it? I'm not sure. I haven't talked to my council delegates. So, you know, I continually monitor this regionalization. And I think it's good for all of you, the Navajo people, for you to be thinking about the about how this new idea and who proposed it and why it was proposed. So a lot of these questions you're going to have to be thinking about. So I'm going to give it another 4 or 5 minutes. If none of the candidates call in, we will just call the show and we'll try to plan for another topic another night. I'm not sure if this non-participation means that they're scared or whether they don't care, whether they believe that the citizens from certain areas are concerned about their government. And I tell you what, social media makes it so that the Navajo Nation can participate in their government. And while this is noted, that the show was scheduled and nobody showed, what does that tell the people that are from that area, District 1 in Apache County? And for the three candidates who are running for the Board of Supervisors, and there were questions that we had that a lot of the people were wondering what the platform of these candidates are, and it would be certainly disappointing that if none of them call in. And I will give it another go for about another 3 minutes. And so, again, this show was supposed to, well, I invited the Apache County Board of Supervisors District 1 candidates, which are D.L. Sells, Paul Guy Jr., and Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. And so it's going to be very, it's going to be quite interesting how the candidates are going to be, what their platform is. I'm curious, and I'm sure you are too. And a lot of the questions that they had was that, well, the citizens want to know improvement and how much responsibility that some of these people have in terms of what they, then I guess the, you know, something for you to be thinking about. And that was the questions coming from the community was that about the roads and some of the school routes. There's all these things that are concerning and who's responsible for what and how that they plan to make these improvements. So I've got about another 1 minute, and if nobody calls in, like I said, we will just conclude the show, and I'll go back to watching the Olympics, just like you, I guess. So anyway, so yeah, again, thank you very, very much for listening in, and so it's what does this tell you about the candidates? So I'm not sure. You guys can make the conclusion on this. But, yeah, if you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio, and we will finish the show for this evening. And I thank you for everything, and we will talk to you again very, very shortly. Wishing luck. Oh, yeah.